Resting Up. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Seven teams have made it to the Quest halfway point at Dawson City, where mushers and dogs must take a 36-hour layover. Brent Sass, Michelle Phillips, Cody Strath, Alan Moore, Torsten Konert, Ryan Olson, and top rookie Nora Schallen are in Dawson. Veteran Quest mushers Richie Beatty and Rob Cook are expected into Dawson next around midday. This year's Quest started with just 15 teams, a record low number of participants, and shrunk at another two following scratches at Circle. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports from Dawson City, the small field is giving this year's race a different feel.
In Eagle, there's just one musher left. Olivia Shanknef has her dogs booted and ready to go.
Ready, Emily? All right.
The few remaining cheer as he leaves, sending off the last of 13 mushers, one of the smallest fields in Quest history. She overlapped with just two mushers during the mandatory four-hour stay in Eagle, but her next stop will be Dawson City, the spot where she withdrew last year. Besides the start and finish, Dawson City is the busiest spot on the trail. The historic town on the Yukon River usually gets back some of its gold rush energy when the Yukon Quest rolls into town. This year it's quieter, a bit. A crowd rallies for this year's first finisher, Brent Sass, early in the morning, but it's significantly smaller than last year's. Mushers continue to roll in throughout the day, and they describe a different experience than they have had in previous years. Last year, nearly 30 mushers finished. This year, only 15 were on the start line. Then two withdrew in Circle, leaving 13. Veteran Torsten Konert arrives at the finish line after a peaceful run. He says it's been a little different in such a small field.
Yeah, you don't see anybody on the trail. Yeah, but it's, you don't realize it really. So, but it's not very crowded in the checkpoints.
It makes it even more friendly between mushers though, even when he and Ryan Olson are fighting for a top five spot.
It's good. She bought me her headlamp, which was nice when my batteries were down.
Three-time finisher Ryan Olson arrives shortly after Konert and agrees that it's been a bit different out on trail than it was in previous years.
When we're out mushing, it's just, yeah, by ourselves, which is pretty nice. But, yeah, I mean, either way, you know, it's... I'm glad there's not a lot of people, yeah. So it's nice to have a couple folks in the checkpoints.
She did have a different type of company, though.
Mostly caribou. The team loved it. They thought it was great fun to chase them along the river, so... Yeah, if anything, it got them all fired up.
The mushers leave the finish chute and take their dogs to the dog yard across the river where they'll find less company than usual. Inside the checkpoint, it's quieter than last year. About 20 people hang around the checkpoint, a 40 by 100 foot building right across the riverside street from where the mushers come into town. Inside, executive director of the Quest in Canada, Shayna Hammer, says that the board is aware of the problem of the small field and is redoubling its efforts to raise money to attract sponsors.
It could be anything from increasing the purse to securing, you know, similar to how the Iditarod has a vehicle that they might offer as part of a prize, and then just other incentives as well, such as the Feller's Gold, different aspects like that, yeah.
She's referring to the 2 ounces of gold gifted to the first finisher to arrive in Dawson City each year. Still, she acknowledges that some factors are beyond the organization's control. Warmer weather can make it hard for mushers to get the necessary training to do a 1,000-mile race. When Quebecois musher Denis Tremblay withdrew, he cited the lack of cold weather training at his home north of Montreal, which left his dogs unaccustomed when they arrived in Alaska. And of course, there's the year-to-year variation in field size that's beyond the board's control.
Again, every year is different, so we can't tell if that's one of the contributing factors, but it is definitely something that we take into account.
Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Lex Trinan.
Race leader Brent Sass will be eligible to leave Dawson at 5:34 tonight, UConn time. Michelle Phillips can give chase at 6:54. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.